Well, we're definitely healthy. I mean, we definitely benefited from the 2 days off, and just as far as the conversation with the medical staff and the double treatments yesterday, so that's a positive. But I don't care where you are in your training. When you come back to work after day off, there's some guys that feel real good, and there's some guys that are still fighting through injuries. So this particular practice was a challenge. Install 8 and 9 are always extraordinary, in a sense of just a lot of moving parts, just a lot of situations. The last 8 plays of the game, the 3rd-and-9 installed, it also went in today. So we had to move the ball drill that was, it was pretty taxing on those guys, and that's all part of the design of training camp. And we're in the final stages of our installation, and that's to me, that's what you expect. But I like the way they fought through. That was a tough practice.
What's the prognosis on Deshaun Wynn?
Deshaun Wynn has a bone bruise on his knee, and I would probably say he's day to day.
So the other day he thought he was having a really good camp, but is this kind of the same old with him, or is this just a different circumstance?
Oh, I don't think so. This is a legitimate injury. I think we've grown out of that stage, personally, in my opinion. I'm a fan of Deshaun Wynn's for a young man that's started where he started. He's cleared some obstacles, both in season and off season. He's really prepared himself for this opportunity. It's unfortunate that he hurt his knee.
Mike, has Bishop really impressed you? Quite a few plays.
Desmond Bishop's had an outstanding training camp. I think everybody recognizes the fact that he's an exceptional pressure player. He seems very comfortable in our scheme. I think he's improved the coverage part of it. For him to actually play in the old scheme probably helped him, as far as the training that he had in that particular area. But playing with vision for Desmond Bishop, he's a very instinctive football player. I mean, he has shown that in his time on special teams so far in his in his career, and he definitely will benefit from this scheme.
Mike, what kind of camp is Brandon Chiller having, and do you like what you're getting out of him so far?
You could make an argument that Brandon Chiller is our most productive linebacker today at the point, to this point in training camp. He seems very natural in the pressure packages in both base and sub. He's someone that can play a number of different positions, gives us some flexibility in our coverage schemes. Another very instinctive football player, has excellent range. We also, expect him to be an impactful player on special teams, but Brandon's having an exceptional training camp.
Mike, how much more comfortable are you with Lynn and Brom this year as opposed to last season? And is it a clear-cut 2 and 3, or are they real close in backing up Aaron?
Matt, Brian, it's clearly night and day from this year to last year, and I would say that's normal for a first-year quarterback going into his second season. They both have a complete understanding of what we're asking them to do, and that shows up with them able to see more things offensively and defensively. Their anticipation has increased as far as the speed of the game, the speed that they're playing the game now. I would definitely say Matt is ahead of Brian to this point, just based on the productivity. But I think we've got two very, very young, improving quality quarterbacks, and I'm excited about the future.
Did you retest Barnett today, or will you at some point this week?
No, Nick did not retest today. And as far as the actual day, we haven't made a decision yet.
What have you seen out of Heckendorf compared to Terry? He's a smaller school kind of guy.
He's a good football player. He's a very, very good route runner. He has a good understanding of how to create separation. He's not the biggest young man, and that's something that he can improve on. But to come in and learn this offense and to compete with that receiver group, he's done a very good job. I've been very, very impressed with him and his opportunities. But he's still a very young player, and he's still feeling his way through some of the installs. But you can see why he was a very productive player in college, particularly just his natural route running ability. So that has been impressive.
Mike, what's the schedule with Matthews and Thompson?
I would say I'd put them both in the category day to day. It's just how they're responding to the treatment, and definitely Clay having another day off today should definitely help him.
Jolly, is he gonna be back anytime this week?
I'd say Johnny's always close. He's getting close. He's his ankle was it was a significant injury, and we knew it when it happened, just the way the injury looked on film and getting rolled up. So, but he's definitely getting close.
Well, I mean, that's why we're at training camp. Mason's,
statistically, maybe not as many kicks as he has in the past, but I think his leg strength has improved. He's always kicked the ball with excellent lift. I think there's some things mechanically with both snappers that we could probably be a little better. I think Matt's clearly improved from last year. So both those batteries, both snapper and kicker and holder, we just need to work.
How's the fullback battle shaping up?
We haven't played a game yet, so I'm not ready to claim any battles as far as who's winning and who's losing. So, we got one more day tomorrow. We'll have a review practice in the morning. We'll have our install number 9 tomorrow night with an emphasis on the Chicago Bears. So we'll hit that, and then Wednesday we'll review everything that we put in, and then we'll move on to Cleveland. So that's where we are at training camp.
Okay. Is Raji any closer to getting into camp from what you've heard?
Any closer? I don't know how far or how close we are. I know there's an urgency from our organization to get BJ in here. I wish he was here. So once again, he's caught up in a business situation, but we're really looking forward to getting him in here and getting to work.